I don't know about you, but it seems pretty obvious to say that we've been faced with a lot of challenges in 2020. Would you say that's true? We've been faced with a lot of challenges in this last year. Reality is, I don't know if we look at it this way, but the reality is that those challenges have challenged us spiritually. They've challenged our spiritual fervor. They have challenged us in our relationship with our God. And you may think, I'm not sure that that's really the case, but we had a difficult year. If you go back until the middle of March of last year, would you say you are in the same place now as you were in January of last year? As you think about your walk with the Lord, for a lot of us, it's been difficult just to maintain a level, let alone to climb and to grow, but to maintain just a level has been tough. For a lot of us, we are not where we were a year ago. The reason for that is because Satan has been throwing these challenges at us all throughout the year. Every time we turned around, Satan was throwing something else at us that maybe we were not expecting. Satan has enjoyed 2020. It's been his favorite year in a long time because he has gotten people to think things and to do things that he may not have been able to get them to do, to think and to do as easily as he has been before. And so as you think about the challenges that Satan threw at us in 2020, threw at us to test us, threw at us to not just test us, but to maybe even weaken us if he could. If you were to make a list of those challenges from last year, what would be on that list? What would you say has weakened us individually, weakened us as a congregation, weakened us as a nation? What would you put on the list, say, this is what has challenged us in the last year? As I thought about that this last week, one of those things I think that has challenged us has been fear. We have lived 2020 in fear. We've lived it in fear of a virus and what that virus could do. We've lived it in fear of whatever news reports were going to come out about that virus. We've lived in fear of getting sick. We've lived in fear of somebody else we know getting sick. We've lived in fear of death. We've lived in fear of being around people. Somebody says, well, I'm not really sure that I've been all that fearful this last year. Well, did you go to the grocery store and look at the toilet paper aisle in 2020? Tell me we haven't been living in fear when we can't even go to the store and buy toilet paper, for crying out loud. The whole year has been fear upon fear upon fear, and it seems like it's been that way intentionally to try to drive up and to ramp up our level of fear. Do we understand as Christians that fear harms us? Do we understand as Christians that fear harms our faith? Fear and faith. Fear, living in terror, doesn't work with our faith. Fear doesn't help our health. Have you noticed that? Fear does not help us physically. Fear does not help us mentally. A challenge that Satan has enjoyed in 2020 has been fear. What else has he thrown at us? We have been surrounded in 2020 by hate. Can you think of a year in recent history that had as much hate in it as 2020 has had? We have had it almost again intentionally, it seems, where groups have been pitted against other groups, where we have had to deal with situations of intentional discrimination and divisions on a variety of levels. Where are we politically these days? You hate somebody. I'm not saying you individual. I'm talking about our nation. I'm talking about people. You hate somebody who has a different point of view politically. And if they express that point of view, you want to hate them. You want to do something to them. I'm talking about our nation. That's what we've been taught, is that we can't be tolerant that somebody thinks or says something different than we do. We're going to hate somebody because they have a different political view. Or we're going to hate somebody because of the color of their skin. We've been surrounded by hate. Satan has enjoyed this last year because of fear. He's enjoyed this last year because of the hate that we have been surrounded by. What's another challenge that we've been dealing with? How about being disconnected? How about the disconnect that we have experienced in the body of Christ? If you look back on our 2020 calendar, guess how many events were canceled? One after another. Nope, we can't have this. This has been postponed. This has been canceled. This has been postponed. One after another, event after event, we could not have. We couldn't be with each other. We couldn't go and visit each other. We couldn't invite each other into our homes. There was a disconnect that we have experienced in this last year where we could not be around each other. Is that healthy? Is that good for a congregation? Would it be good for your physical body if your physical body could not be with the rest of your body? That's how the Bible describes the church as the body. And when there's a disconnect, that has not been healthy for us as a congregation or for any other congregation in the Lord's church for that matter. But not just a disconnect in the body of Christ, there has been a lack of being able to worship together. You remember those weeks back in late March and in April when you were not in this building? Remember those weeks where worship was 100% online and everybody was watching a screen from their homes? And then we gradually started coming back and And even this day, there's still folks who are watching from home. Folks, that's not the way God intended. I know we've been dealing with the pandemic in the last year. And I know that it's caused us to do some things that we would not normally do. But there needs to be a day very soon when we are not watching from home, but when we are worshiping together again. And I understand that there are circumstances that cause people to have to stay home. But these separation that we have in our pews, these signs that we have up that talk about social distancing, the fact that folks are not here but are at home instead, if you're worshiping from home this day, if you're at home today, and I hope this is the camera that's on right now, if you're at home today, I hope that you're aching because you're not here. I hope you're aching that you're not able to be here. Not because I wish something on you, but if you've gotten used to worshiping at home, if you've gotten used to sitting at home and you're rather enjoying it rather than being here, it's not the way God intended it to be. And I know this has been a hard year. And I know it's required some people to stay home. And the elders of this church have encouraged those who are susceptible and those who are at risk to stay home. And all of that's the case, but there must be a day sometime soon where we can be back together. Satan enjoys division. He's enjoyed that part of this year. And I know that you know my heart, and I hope you know my heart. And I'm not preaching to anybody and telling them that they ought to be here this morning. But we ought to long to be here together. But this disconnect in the body of Christ and this lack of worshiping together has led us to be suspicious of our brethren. Have you noticed this? That a product of 2020 is that we are suspicious of each other. Oh, did you see him? He wasn't wearing a mask. Oh, did you see her? Why is she wearing a mask? Why are they attending worship? They shouldn't be there. They're at risk. Why aren't they attending worship? They ought to be here. They're not at risk. We are suspicious of each other. We look around and all of a sudden we are thinking things and saying things that should not be. We are suspicious of the men who pass the trays. Oh, did he wash his hands? Did he use hand sanitizer before? What about, and on it goes. Hear me when I say, we have put more trust in somebody going shopping for us at the store, bringing stuff to our home in their car, and delivering it to our door, a perfect stranger. We put more trust in them than we have some of our own brethren who we're right here in the building with and are simply trying to bring the Lord's Supper to us, who are opening door. Oh, did they touch that door? I don't want to touch that door if they touch that door. Satan's enjoyed this last year. He's got us looking at each other and not really thinking good things about each other. Satan has caused us in this last year to become skeptical of the elders. I'm not talking about individuals specifically in here. I'm not thinking of any individual in this congregation. I'm talking about around the world. As I have watched congregations around the world, as I have talked to elders in other places and members in other places, I thank God for our elders and what they did for us in 2020 and what they continue to do for us. This has not been an easy year to be an elder because you could not do anything right. You could not make a right decision in 2020. You were either going too fast for some people, or you were going too slow for other people. You were either doing too much for some people, or you're doing too little for other people. Hard year to be an elder. And so we became skeptical of their decisions and what they were doing. And Satan has enjoyed every minute of it. What about our evangelistic efforts in 2020? Were we as evangelistic in 2020 as we were in years prior? Or did all of a sudden our efforts to reach out to the lost, did those change? They changed. We have not reached out to the lost. If we're honest with ourselves, we have not reached out to the lost in 2020 in the last year like we did before, because all of a sudden COVID came and all of everything that maybe we would normally do all of a sudden stopped. Were people's souls not lost anymore? Did they not need the gospel anymore? Did our responsibility to fulfill the Great Commission, did that all of a sudden take a pause because of COVID? Satan has been throwing these challenges at us one after another after another. What about conflict in our families? We've got people working from home that didn't work from home before. We've got kids at home at school who weren't at home before. And when you've got everybody at home all of the time, guess what that breeds? Not always good things. Conflict, fights, not getting along with each other because you're in the same environment all of the time in circumstances that you are not accustomed to. How many people have lost jobs? How many people's income has been cut? All of a sudden, because of the last 10 months we've been involved in, conflict has increased, stress has increased in our home. Studies have shown that alcoholism has increased in many homes because of what's happened over these last 10 months. What would you put on the list of challenges that Satan has thrown at us in this last year? What about death and separation? Were we not surrounded by death in 2020? That didn't take a break. That didn't slow down. And we lost people that we loved that we didn't expect to lose in 2020. We're separated from them. We're hurting. We're grieving. We're empty. Satan has taken challenge after challenge after challenge. And I haven't listed everything here, but you fill in the blank. What else is there in your life in the last year that the devil has put there to test you? That the devil has put there to perhaps weaken you in your service to the Lord? And I don't want to focus on this morning, but I want us to see where we have been, and I want us to honestly evaluate where we've been in the last 10 months. And if somebody says, well, I haven't been affected by this, I don't think you're being honest with yourself. This has affected all of us. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your circumstances. This has affected every single one of us as children of God. We've been weakened. We are not where we were this time last year. And so as the elders thought about this, and as there was discussion about what can we do, what can we focus on in 2021? To put 2020 in the rear view mirror and say, that's not what we thought it was going to be, but that's okay. The Lord was with us all the way through. But now that we've been challenged, now that we've dealt with these struggles and perhaps we've been weakened in some way, and did you feel beat down in 2020? What can we do in 2021 to get over it? What can we do in 2021 to excel? And so the focus, the theme for 2021 is going to be stronger than ever. to say, it doesn't matter what's happened in these last 10 months. It doesn't matter if I've been beat down and weakened in these last 10 months. I want to be, and I'm going to be this year, stronger, not just than I was in 2020, stronger than I have ever been in my service to the Lord. Does that appeal to you? Does that say, yeah, that's what we need? That's what we need. We need a pick-me-up in 2021 to say, that's where we need to go. That's where I need to be as a Christian. I don't need to wallow in my 2020 misery. I need to say, how can I become stronger in my service as a Christian? What does that involve? That involves every arena of our lives. It involves becoming stronger in every environment in which we live. Do our homes need to be stronger? Does your home need greater? Does your home need to be stronger than ever? What about in the church? Can we be stronger than ever in the church? What about just in our personal spiritual lives, in our personal lives as Christians? What can we do? That's an arena that we need to focus on. Here's three arenas, three environments to say that's where we need to focus. That's where we need greater strength. We need greater strength not only in our every environment, we need it in our every effort. Everything we put forward in 2021, we need to be growing stronger. We need to be stronger in our faith. Where does faith come from? Faith comes from hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17 says, which is one reason that in the bulletin this week on page 6, there is a Bible reading schedule. Why is that there? To fill up a page? No, that's there to help us to get into the Word of God so that we can become stronger than ever in our faith. That's why there's Bible reading schedules out on that table as you leave, to become stronger than ever in our faith. What about in our relationships? Do we need to be stronger this year in our relationships inside the church, inside the family, outside with other individuals? What about in our resolve as Christians? Our resolve in what we do as children of God. We need to be stronger in that. This is just to kind of lay the groundwork to say there are arenas in our life where this year we can become stronger. And I want you to remember these three words right here: faith, relationships, and resolve. We're going to come back and talk about those. But do we not need to be stronger in our service towards our brethren? How much did we do? How much were we able to do in the last 10 months? Can I be stronger in that in 2021? What about in my efforts to reach out to the lost? How can I do more and be stronger in my efforts to reach out to the lost? What about just in worshiping God? What about just coming together with my brothers and sisters in Christ? What can I do in my worship to be stronger, to be more focused, to be more diligent in my worship than I ever have been? How can I do that? For just a couple minutes, I want us to talk about achieving greater strength. How does that happen? We're going to talk about it for the whole year, but here's just a couple things to think about. What can we do to achieve greater strength? Well, the first thing we've got to realize is that strength does not come from within ourselves. Do you know Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23? I don't know if you mark in your Bibles. I would encourage you to mark in your Bibles. It's a good practice, good healthy marking. I'm not talking about give your child a Sharpie marker and mark in your Bible that way. But there's good verses that you ought to have underlined. And Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23 is one of those verses where the Bible says, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. What's that say? That says as much as we might be full of ourselves, we are not wise enough to know what direction we need to go. It is not within ourselves to find strength to be stronger than ever. If you think by the end of 2021 you'll be stronger than you were at the beginning of it, but you think you're going to do it on your own, not going to happen. Strength does not come from within. So where does it come from? Strength comes from God. I know we know that. I know that's as obvious as it can possibly be. But another verse that would be good for you to have underlined in your Bible is over in Psalm 29. In Psalm 29 and verse 11, the Bible says the Lord will give strength to His people. Do you believe that? Do you believe strength cannot come from within? The Lord will give strength to His people. How does that come about? How does that happen? The theme, stronger than ever, is built around the verse Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong. What are the next three words? Finally, my brethren, be strong. What are the next three words? In the Lord. Can we be strong outside the Lord? Not going to happen. Can we be strong if I'm sometimes in the Lord and sometimes out of the Lord? Not going to happen. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of your own might? No. In the power of His might. True strength comes to those who are in the Lord and do their best to remain steadfast in the Lord. True strength, look in Psalm 119. Psalm 119, the entire psalm is to praise and to exalt the Word of God. If this is the longest chapter in all of the Bible, Psalm 119, it's got 176 verses in it. And the whole chapter, the whole psalm is about the Word of God. In Psalm 119 and verse 28, psalmist says, my soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me, how? My soul melts from heaviness. Strengthen me, where does it come from? According to your word. If you want to get stronger than ever, then it's time for you to pump yourself up on the Word of God. It's time to pump some iron. It's time to get into the Word of God and to study it and to write it upon your heart. That's where the psalmist says strength comes from. Can I gain strength if I don't spend any time in that book? I'm going to fool myself if I think I'm going to become a strong Christian if I don't spend time in this book. I will never, ever reach any level of strength that is of any account to God if I'm not in this book. This is the only place that I find that strength. Go to Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10. And I want you to tie these concepts together in your mind that true strength comes when I am in the Lord, when I am baptized into Christ and I'm trying to do my best into Christ. True strength comes from when I am in the Word. I am in the Lord. I am in the Word and studying His Word. Look in Proverbs chapter 10. Where does strength come from? Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 29. The way of the Lord is strength for the upright, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. Not only do I need to be in the Lord as a Christian, not only do I need to be in the Word and studying it, but this verse says strength comes from walking in the way of the Lord. Strength comes from doing the will of God. Have you found in your life that the more you do for the Lord, the stronger you become? Can you become a strong Christian if you're not active as a Christian? Can you become stronger as a Christian if you're not doing anything for the Lord? Absolutely not. How do I become strong in the Lord? Number one, realize, nope, not going to come from within. Number two, realize, okay, it's going to come from the Lord. And coming from the Lord says, I've got to be in the Lord, I've got to be in His Word, I've got to be studying what He says, and I've got to be doing it, applying it to my life. True strength comes when I take number one, and I take number two, and I put them together, and I realize them, and I submit to them. Turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. I want you to see two passages over in the book of 2 Corinthians. Because as you think about submitting to these two concepts, when you think about humbling ourselves before God to say, you know what? True strength really doesn't come from me. True strength doesn't come from my own effort. True strength, I have to rely on God. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 5. Paul says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. What'd you say, Paul? Paul says, if you think you're something without God, you're nothing. If you think you can handle life without God, if you think you're sufficient to handle the trials of 2020 on your own, you're nothing. Our sufficiency comes not from ourselves, our sufficiency, our ability to endure, our ability to rise above, our ability to become stronger than ever is found in God. He gets it even stronger at the end of the book. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. He makes it even stronger when you get to the end of the book. He talks about this thorn in the flesh in chapter 12. Chapter 12 and verse 7. He talks about this thorn in the flesh that was given to him to buffet him, lest he be exalted above measure, the end of verse 7 says. This thorn in the flesh was there to humble him. But Paul pled, verse 8, he pled three times for the Lord to take it away. Verse 9, what did the Lord say to him? My grace is sufficient for you, Paul, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Paul, lest you be exalted above measure, lest you think you're all that, lest you think you can handle it all on your own, you've got this thorn in the flesh because that helps you to recognize your weakness. And when you recognize your weakness, it forces you to see your dependence on God. Therefore, the end of verse 9, most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, Paul says in verse 10, I take pleasure in infirmities. What? You take pleasure in them. I take pleasure in reproaches and needs and persecutions and distresses. Paul, are you mad? Why do you take pleasure in them? For Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I realize I am strong, but only because of the Lord. We are not all that. And we will not endure a year like 2020 on our own and be able to come out the other side stronger than ever if we don't recognize that we've got to have the Lord on our side in that process. We've got to be in the Lord and in His Word and practicing what He says. Do we realize that if strength is coming from the Lord, do we recognize that His strength, that His power is limitless? Do we know that about God? I know we know that about God. Job recognized that about God. Job said in Job 42 that no purpose could be withheld from God. If God set out to do something, God would do whatever He would please. God's power and His power towards us is limitless. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3, He is able to do, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. That's your God. His power is limitless. And His able to do for you, the end of verse 20 in Ephesians chapter 3, His able to do is working in you. I want you to think about that last expression in verse 20. It's working in you. How can I be stronger than ever in 2021? I've got to ask myself the question, do I really rely on God? Have I put my full trust and hope in God? Do I know that He is able and that His power is working within me to be, not because of my strength to become stronger, but because of His strength to become a stronger Christian than I have ever been before? That's where we need to be as Christians. To see that God's strength is limitless and to know that His strength is more powerful than anything the devil will throw at us. Who knows? Who knows? The devil might like 2021 more than he liked 2020. I don't know. I don't want to mess up the beginning of your new year. He might like 2021 better. But the Bible says it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what challenges the devil has thrown at us over this last year. The Bible says that Jesus overcame the devil. And 1 John chapter 2 and verse 14 says that we can overcome him. But the way that we overcome him, 1 John chapter 5, the way that we overcome Him is not within ourselves. 1 John 4 and verse 4 says, He who is in you, working in you, He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Ushers, don't pass those out yet. You can get prepped, but don't pass them out yet. Hold on just a second. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Is Christ living in you? Is God in you? This is the victory that overcomes the world, chapter 5 and verse 4. It's our faith. If we want to be stronger, I want to challenge you this year, read through the Bible. Sometimes reading through the Bible in a year can be a daunting task. then don't read through it in a whole year. Get the 3-year reading schedule off of the table out there. Or go online. There are dozens of reading schedules that you can get online. Find one that fits you. Get into God's Word. Let God's Word get into you. And let's become stronger than ever in this coming year. I want to share with you what's going to happen this year. We're going to focus on that theme, stronger than ever. In January, we're going to talk about being strengthened. Here's this word, resolve. Strengthen my resolve to teach the gospel. What happens at the end of this year or the end of this month? Last Sunday this month is our Mission Sunday. We're going to focus on our Mission Sunday. That helps us teach the gospel to the world. But we also need to think about what's my personal responsibility. Not just writing a check, not just putting in money. I need to strengthen my resolve this month to teach the gospel to others. In February, we're going to talk about strengthening our relationships, becoming stronger than ever in my relationship with my family. Guess what February 14th is? I know it's Valentine's Day. It's also a Sunday in this coming year. And so Valentine's Day in February, we're going to focus on how can we make our families stronger. In March, we're going to talk about strengthening our faith in the unique nature of the church. That God put a church on this earth and we need to respect and love and be a part of that church. March 7th through the 10th, the first week of March, Dan Winkler will be here for our gospel meeting. And the theme of that meeting is the greatest name on earth. I'm looking forward to having Dan Winkler back again. He's one of the greatest preachers we've had here for our meetings, and he always does a great job. In April, we're going to focus in on our worship and our resolve to worship the Lord more heartily. Always in April. April 15th, I think, is the date this year. Not just Tax Day, but is Ladies' Day. So just remember, when Tax Day comes, it's our Ladies' Day that Thursday night. In May, May is a big month. There's a lot that's going to happen in the month of May. We're going to be talking about strengthening our faith in the existence of God. Are you going to get that in school today? Is your faith going to be strengthened in the existence of God in school today? No, it's going to be torn down. Are you going to get that with your peers today? No, it's going to be torn down. We're going to spend that month talking about how can we build our faith in the existence of God. The first day, May 1st, will be our power-up day for our men. Dave Miller from Apologetics Press is going to be here to be a part of our power-up day. Dave Miller will speak on Sunday morning, May the 2nd as well. And later on in the month, May 21st through the 23rd, mark that on your calendar, Dr. Jeff Miller from Apologetics Press will be here to present a biblical creation seminar. You need to be here for that. You need to invite your friends to be here for that. He is well qualified to talk about that particular topic. Beginning this month, January, the elders have decided that the church is going to start mailing the Discovery magazine from Apologetics Press. It's going to start mailing that to all children in this church from kindergarten through fifth grade. So just in a few weeks, if you haven't got it already, just in a few weeks, you should get, for kids kindergarten through fifth grade, we'll start getting that in your home for the rest of this year and next year. You will get that. Is a great publication to help our children to build their faith in the existence of God and in understanding biblical principles. In June, we're going to talk about enduring trials. How can I strengthen my resolve to endure difficult times in my life? This doesn't have anything to do with enduring trials, I don't think, but we'll have our VBS in June. It's going to be a 2-day VBS this year. It's different. Last year we had a 1-day VBS. This year it's going to be a 2-day VBS. It's going to be a Saturday-Sunday VBS. Not just a Saturday VBS, but a Saturday-Sunday VBS. We're looking forward to that. We'll have our summer series in the month of June. The theme for our summer series this year, a lot of people say this. Stan Mitchell, who we had on our lectureship a couple times, was one who just is somebody who stands out in my mind as somebody who said this. He was from Freed Hardeman University. But other people have said it too. If you ever ask somebody how they're doing, and they'll say, better than I deserve. Stan Mitchell always said that. How you doing? Better than I deserve. That's the theme for our summer series. Kickstart your summer series. 4 lessons on better than I deserve. When you get to the month of July, we're going to talk about the inspiration of the Bible. Had a month on building our faith in the existence of God. Month of July, when we have our week at camp for our kids, we're going to talk about building our faith in the inspiration of the Bible. In the month of August, We're again focusing on our resolve as Christians. How can I be more resilient in exercising better self-control? I know personally that I struggle with that, and I know a lot of us collectively struggle with exercising better self-control. We'll have some focus on that in the month of August. We do have our Charged by Christ event in August, that first Saturday of August, or second Saturday, I think it's August 8th, and Dominic Dos Santos from Trinidad is going to be speaking to our kids, and he'll be speaking on that Sunday as well. You get to the month of September, and we focus on how can we build our relationships with our brethren. We had a family month in February. What can we do to strengthen our relationships with our brethren, with each other? And we've got some things planned for that month. One thing we do have on the calendar is in September 24th through 26th, a weekend, September 24th through 26th, we are going to be having a workshop here. We're calling it a grief workshop. Ron and Don Williams, two brothers who preach in Northern Alabama, have been doing grief workshops for the last 20 years. And because of all that we experienced in 2020, we wanted to get this on the calendar, to spend some time really helping us to work through grief, to know how we can individually work through it, how the church can help others to work through grief. And so mark that on your calendar, September 24th through the 26th. Then we get to October. We talk about encouraging our relationships, building stronger relationships with our neighbors. First Saturday of October, we'll be knocking on our neighbors' doors. We get to November, and it's stronger than ever in our relationships with our God. November 5th through the 5th through the 8th is our 25th annual South Florida Lectureship. And He Who Promised is Faithful is the theme of that, focusing in our relationship with our God. And then in December, what can I do to strengthen my faith in the sound doctrine of Christ? We're excited about this year. We're excited about what's in store for us in this coming year. And we believe that this focus on stronger than ever, and particularly these 12 different sub-themes each month focusing on something else where we can become stronger, we believe that each month is going to help us even more to be better off than we were in 2020. The ushers are now passing out the calendar for 2020. This has everything on it that we know of at this point. It is our prayer that not one single thing on this calendar will be canceled this coming year. We know something might, but it is our hope and prayer that everything that's on this calendar of events that you're getting, it has all of these sub-themes for the months. It has the various activities that are planned for the year. So go through that, find the things that affect you, and get them on your calendars. Get them on your family calendars. Get them on your personal calendars. Make sure you're ready for them. Sometimes youth activities, you know, they come up, oh, we didn't know about that. Guess what? They are on the calendar. If you say we didn't know about it, it's because you didn't take the calendar today and say, oh, there's a senior high activity on this date. We're going to put it on our calendar. So do that. Go through that. Enjoy that. You don't have to do that now, because as you leave, when the ushers are done passing these booklets out, they're going to go and bring out some tables. There's going to be two tables, one on either side of the lobby. And as you leave this morning, what they're going to have on the tables are a Bible class and sermon note-taking book. It's going to look like this, spiral-bound book that has 200 pages in it or thereabouts for you to have this year to take notes in Bible classes and sermons. And I don't know that you can see this, but every page looks like this. Every page has a place at the top. Put here's the title, here's the speaker, here's the date, here's all the vital information for what it's talking about. And then it's got space for you to take notes during that Bible class or that sermon. How are we going to become stronger than ever in 2021? By getting into God's Word, by attending Bible classes. If you do not regularly attend Bible classes, I want to urge you, make 2021 the year. We have one more week as adults in the senior high and junior high. We've got one more week in this particular session that we are involved in right now. And then on January 17th, whole new 10 weeks of Bible classes begin. Make this year the year. I'm going to start going to Bible classes on Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights. And I'm going to pick up one of these notebooks, and I'm going to take notes in Bible class. I'm going to take notes in sermons. Because one, writing it down helps you to get it into your head. If that's not true, why do teachers make kids write sentences? I've wondered that for a long time. But why do teachers make kids write sentences? Well, one, for punishment, but two, because it helps you to get it into your head. If you take notes, it will not as punishment. This is not punishment. But it helps you to get it into your head. It helps you to have it later on where you can go back and say, hey, I think that was talked about in a sermon recently. You know, oh, yeah, there it is. And there's the verse that went along with it. Pick one of these notebooks up as you leave. There'll be one on the table for you as you go, and use it for the rest of the year. This is a great theme, stronger than ever, is a great theme to have some t-shirts for. We haven't had t-shirts in a couple of years, and so Cam has taken that and designed some t-shirts, and there are just lots of color options, all right? You can either have the white print or the black print, and you can have whatever color you want. Just go to Etsy, and when you get to Etsy, just do a search for PBLCLC Stronger Than Ever. And when you do that, you can find Cam's page, and you can pick the shirt, you can pick the design, you can pick the size, whatever. You can go there and order that for yourself and enjoy wearing that, because just here's the deal. Even wearing the shirt will make you feel stronger than ever. I have a feeling Cam has put something special into the shirts, and it'll just pump you up. Just wearing that shirt, Cam has a special way of tweaking things that way. So get yourself a shirt and enjoy. And it's not limited to wear it for 2021. I've seen people still wearing t-shirts from 10 years ago. But just a great way to focus in on helping us as Christians say, hey, what can we do this year? Forget 2020. It's in the past. There's nothing we can do to go back and change it. What can we do now? Put that in the rearview mirror. What can I do now to be bigger and better and stronger than I ever have been? Would you accept that challenge? Would you accept that challenge from our elders to say, let's make this year stronger than we've ever been? Would you pray with me? Our Holy Father, we come to you this morning, mindful of all the things that have happened in the last year, but Father, we are thankful that they are in the past. And Father, we pray that as we begin what is for us a new year, that you will help us to not be beat down, to not be discouraged, to not be weakened by the things that have transpired, but Father, help us to be picked up. Help us to be determined this day to be stronger in our faith, in our relationships, and in our resolve. Help us to be stronger in our service to you. Father, help us this year to help each other to become stronger Christians. Father, thank you for Palm Beach Lakes. Thank you for every member. Thank you for every family. Father, thank you for our shepherds. Please be with them. Please watch over them and care for them. Father, please give them wisdom and compassion and understanding as they continue to lead us. Father, thank you for your word. Help us this year to get into it, to allow it to get into us. Father, we love you. We pray that you would help us, not because of our own goodness or strength. We pray that you would help us to give us your strength, that we might be stronger this year than we ever have been before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. True strength this year is going to come if you get in the Lord. Are you in the Lord? Are you a Christian today? Do you belong to Him today? That's the only way you'll get His strength. The only way you can get into Christ and get into the Lord is to believe that Jesus is God's Son. To repent of the sins that are in your life, to turn away from them, to turn your life in the direction of the Lord. Say, I want to stop doing what's wrong. Start doing what's right. And if you make that decision this morning, you can confess the faith that is in your heart. Be baptized for the remission of all of your sins. To do exactly what they did in the New Testament. To be baptized so that at that very moment, you can do that this morning. Let all of your sins be washed away by the blood of Jesus. Allow God to add you to His church. Allow God to write your name in the book of life. If you've never done that, there's water here, warm water here today. Garments and towels, you can be baptized into Christ this day to be raised to walk a new life, determined more than ever to faithfully serve and obey Him. Are you a Christian today? We urge you, make up your mind to give your life to Him this very day. as together we stand and sing.